John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Now, just trolling through the internet this morning, some interesting little details here. It's not a big story. It's under the heading, Most of Queensland's Election Results. Irene, where to from here for Anastasia Palaszczuk's government? Well, here's where to. Firstly, it says Labor's cabinet is set for a shake-up in coming days with a fair bit of movement expected on the front bench. Ministers Kate Jones, Anthony Lynham and Coralie O'Rourke have all retired from state politics, meaning a range of portfolios is up for grabs, and these include tourism, state development and natural resources, mines and energy, disability services, seniors and communities. But they include tourism. Now, before the election, there were discussions on and off on this program and off this program about the prospects of actually having a tourism minister based in the far north and what an advantage that would be compared with what we've been copying in recent years, because the tourism headquarters has fundamentally been the greater southeast. And, of course, we had Minister Kate Jones based in the great southeast. But there were thoughts that, indeed, if Michael Healy was to be victorious in the seat of Cairns, which he has been, that this could be a wonderful opportunity for him and the far northern tourism industry. Now, there's no official talk about this, and, of course, Michael Healy, we've been trying to contact him in the last couple of days. He's actually on holidays, which is fair enough after an election campaign. He's on holidays all this week, so he can remain mum about the prospects, which I'm sure gives him great satisfaction. But in circumstances like this, I turn to a renowned media bloodhound, if you like. Should have been a private investigator. His name's Gavin King, Managing Director, Tropic Group. He's on the line. Yes, he is. Hello, Gavin.
Good morning, John.
I'm hoping you've been doing your bloodhound work on this particular matter. What are the chances in your view?
I'm going to throw a spanner in the works. And I think in terms of Michael Healy getting the tourism portfolio, as has been talked about,
yep.
I actually think there's a bit of a custom in cabinet appointments. And it's often the case that you don't appoint ministers who have been in an industry that relates to that portfolio.
Oh, really?
And so a good example is a police minister. You know, you'll very rarely see in any governments an ex-police officer being named the police minister. And so that's why I'm not sure about Michael Healy in the tourism portfolio. Now, for most of us, with common sense, it seems logical that someone with experience, as Healy does in tourism, would make a fantastic tourism minister. He knows the industry, he knows the markets, he knows who's who in the zoo, but it's actually a custom not to appoint someone from an industry that they've been in. And the reason is it can cause conflicts going forward. There are old relationships, old contacts, and so you'll often find it's not to say that Healy may get a cabinet position. I just don't think he'll get the tourism position. You think about, I was appointed assistant tourism minister without any background in tourism.
Yes.
And yet just down the road, of course, we had Michael Trout in Barron River, who was from tourism.
Yeah.
And so there's just a bit of a custom, because there could be conflicts of interest going forward. And so it's actually much better to have that knowledge around the cabinet table. So Michael Healy, for instance, if he were to be appointed to some other portfolio, he would still have input when tourism matters came up, but he wouldn't have that direct responsibility. So that's my tip going forward.
Well, that's a disappointment, because I'm with you. I mean, we'd have so much more clout if he was in that role. By the way, I know what you're saying about, well, the industry, people in the industry aren't necessarily going to be the selection by the leader of the party. However, I'm just looking now at the LNP opposition. The Shadow Minister for Police and former police officer is Dan Purdy. So there are exceptions.
Well, yes. There are always exceptions. It's very interesting. Some articles this morning, looking around, Brisbane Times and the Courier Mail, both talking about this exact topic, about who will be promoted. And interestingly, Healy isn't mentioned in either of those.
Really?
Now, we can read into that what we will, but there's a lot of talk about Scott Stewart in Townsville. You think that obviously we've got a minister already with Craig Crawford. Townsville, who the Labor MPs did very well against, you know, all expectations and polling. They did well to hold on to their seat. So there's some talk in the southern media about Townsville, Scott Stewart, being rewarded for that effort. And keeping in mind, someone like Stewart has been in for one term longer than Michael Healy. They're also talking about a relatively young MP on the Gold Coast, Megan Scanlon, being promoted, and a couple of other names. But I just thought that was interesting, that there has been a lot of talk here in our part of the world about Michael Healy being promoted, but interestingly, these two articles in the last 24 hours from those two southern media outlets don't mention Michael Healy at all.
Hopefully they're out of touch or just biased against the far north. By the way, Gavin, I'll ask you while because people are talking about Gavin King, they're very happy with what you're doing on Fridays, but that agreement is coming to an end pretty soon. Why don't you extend it?
Well, we're definitely talking. I'm absolutely loving it, it's a whole lot of fun. And yeah, no, we're talking. Well, we've got to talk to the bosses, I think, first for that to happen. But no, look, I'd love for it to be extended. I think just having that one little hour a week to recap things is really exciting. It's a huge challenge. I still get very nervous, John, when I walk in. I'm not a pro like you. I still get very nervous.
I can't believe that. By the way, does that mean you'll sort of step back a bit from Tropic now, or what?
Oh, who knows? I'm looking at all possibilities, all possibilities. And I actually think it's an exciting time in Cairns. I think very, very, very tough year that we've all had, but yeah. I think out of that adversity, opportunity comes. So, and you know, I'm always looking at opportunities and projects, and I get a bit restless. So who knows? Who knows what the future holds?
Yeah. Great to catch up this morning. Good on you, Gavin. Thank you.
Thanks so much, John.
Gavin King, he's still listed here as Managing Director, Tropic Group, and former LNP member for the state seat of Cairns, which is the Michael Healy seat we've just been talking about. So, by the way, if you've got some thoughts on where we're going tourism-wise, of course, you've heard now about the SES volunteers. I mean, they're going to be sent down to the border even as late as January. So they're still considering the prospect of closed borders to Greater Sydney and whatever. Even in January, wouldn't that be a nightmare for people in tourism?